Blog Talk Radio.
We cannot see. God will just solve your problem just with just a wink of the eye. Yes, he's greater than all the problems we see, all the mountains, all the Goliaths, the Red Sea in front of us, and all the River Jordan, the walls of Jericho, the problems, the big sea, the troubled waters, and the sea tumbling, the bulls, and the all kinds of crises and political problems and economic problems and all various problems we come across every day. God is bigger than all of them combined together. He can handle those things. You know, we don't have to have the spirit of fear. We have a big God that is on our side. He's more than enough to solve our problems. It's more than enough to handle every issue in your family, your home, your business, your job. God is able to come in right there and intervene and do things in the name of Jesus Christ. Rabba Sandori Abba Iblanda, that same God is alive today. He's here right now. I will do this service. You're able to key in and receive your miracle. In the name of Jesus Christ. I have a very big God who is always on my side.
Yes, sir. Happy Sunday, sir.
Yes, sir. We have a very big God, who is always on our side. Very big God,
God on our side, by our side.
Bobby, let it be God. You're coming on our side. Let it be God,
do. Bow our love, bow our right.
Bow our love, bow our
right.
Bow our front, bow our back.
Bow our front and our back.
Yeah,
let
it be God, we're coming on our side. Our very big God, bow our side, bow our front. Yes. Let's put in prayer, God, you are the big God that is on our side. Yeah, let's come in into prayer. God, you are the great God that is by my side. You are the great God that is on my side. You are the big God that is by my front. You are the great God that is with me. You are greater than Goliath. You are greater than the Red Sea. You are greater than every problem. You are greater from than every sickness and disease. You are greater than any problems I've had, the ones I haven't had, the ones I have. You are bigger than them. You are able to solve them. You are able to remove them from the way. You are able to cast down those problems. You are more than enough to slaughter Goliath, to slaughter all the problems, to open the Red Sea, to make a way where there is no way, to give us a breakthrough. Yes, oh God, we receive you, we receive you, we welcome you, Jesus. Have your way tonight, oh God. The big God that is greater than all our problems. Have your way with us tonight. We welcome you, Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We receive you and all that you have for us tonight. In the name of Jesus, we receive from the Son of Grace all that you have for us tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. Bigger than all our questions, bigger than all our needs. God is bigger
than any problem we may have.
The sign of God has been. Bigger than all our questions, bigger than all our needs. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. Our God is bigger than all our troubles, so bigger than all our needs. God is bigger than every mountain. We cannot see. Our God is bigger than all our troubles, so bigger than all our
needs.
God is bigger than
every mountain.
Bigger than all our problems, bigger than all your needs. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. Bigger than all your troubles, bigger than all your needs. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. Our God is bigger than all our troubles, so bigger than all your needs. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. God is bigger than all your problems, oh, bigger than all your needs. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. Bigger than all your troubles, bigger than all your needs. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. Bigger than all your questions, Dig out on all your knees. Darling, dig out on every mountain. You got nothing. I got it. Dig out on all your troubles. Oh, dig out on all your knees. Darling, dig out on every mountain. You got bigger than all your questions, bigger than all your needs, God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. Bigger than all your troubles, bigger than all your needs. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. God is bigger than all our troubles, oh, bigger than every need. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. God is bigger than all your troubles. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. Yes, thank you, Jesus. I was singing this song. I saw people with financial problems in the spirit. In the realm of the spirit, I was seeing people with financial difficulties in their lives. And God asked me to tell you not to be afraid. He is bigger than those problems. God is the supplier of every need. Oh, yes. The riches of the Gentiles are laid up for the righteous. Oh, yes. God is able with him. All things are possible. We look unto him, the author and finisher of our faith. We just need to trust him and believe in him and have faith in him to see us through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, everyone is welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and Television Ministry of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. God bless you all for coming, and I know God will do you good. Tonight we're going to be talking about the great God. The God that is greater than every need, every trouble, every problem. The God that is greater than Goliath. The God that is bigger than the Red Sea. The God that is bigger than the walls of Jericho. The God that is bigger than the Philippian jail. The God that is bigger than cancer. The God that is bigger than every sickness and disease and every problem and every trouble. He's more than enough. He can handle it. He can take care of it. He can wipe it away. Hallelujah. Ah, we have a big God. A great God. Rabba Sandoria. The Philistines made a mistake. They went and placed the Ark of God. The Ark of God in the Old Testament symbolized the presence of the Almighty God. So the Philistines, they captured the Ark and they went and put it in the same place where they kept their God and their idols. And they kept the Ark of God in the same building where they kept the idols of the Philistines. By the time they came back in the morning, all their idols have bowed down, they are falling down, they are broken, they are no longer there, they are gone. Only the Ark of God remains there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is only one God. There is only one God. There are no two gods. You can't serve idols and worship idols until you are serving God. There is an almighty God who created heaven and earth. Yes, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Israel, the God that sent Jesus Christ to come and die for us to be saved, the God of prophet Elijah that answered by fire, there is a consuming fire. That is the God we are serving. The Philistines, they made a mistake. They captured the ark. And then they carried the ark of God and put it in the same building where they kept their idols. By the time they came back the following morning, all the idols of the Philistines have been wiped away. They are no longer there. They fell down, broke their head, and broke their head. Only the ark of God, the ark of the Almighty God remains standing. Who can battle with the Lord? You can't battle with the Lord. Hallelujah. Our text is taken from 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. It says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is Jesus Christ that is in us than the devil that is in the world. I want you to pick up that box, because that is where we're going to narrow down to. Greater is Jesus, greater is God, greater is the Holy Ghost that is in us than the demons, than the sickness, than the disease, than the problem, than the troubles that are around the corner. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, 1 Samuel chapter 17, when David came against Goliath, it was not little David. It was not little David that came against Goliath. Greater is he that is in us than the devil that is in the world. Because King Saul and David's elder brother, they have already told David that he was not supposed to be in the battlefield. He was told that he was a boy, you small boy, David. Why are you here in the battlefield? What are you doing here? Don't you see the big Goliath, the big problem that is there? We cannot solve it. Little David said, hey, hold it. I have a God. I have the Almighty God on my side. His name is Jesus. At the mention of that name, Goliath must bow. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. God has highly exalted Jesus and gave him a name that is above every other name. That at that name, demons must bow, witches must bow, devils must bow, Goliath must bow. Here they table you, Kodoriba. David announced to the army of Israel, say, don't you worry. It's not David that is going to war. Is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the God of hosts, the captain of the Lord's hosts. Here are names of God, though. You better go into the scriptures and get all the names of God. And these names, they have departments. The Lord of hosts is the same as the God of hosts. In the New Testament, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, those are the names of war. Those are the names, the Exodus 15 verse 3. He said, the Lord God is a man of war. The Lord is his name. He's a man of war. So David knew what he was talking about when he says, I come against you, Goliath, not in my name. I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts means the God that goes to war and conquer all the enemies. That is the God we talk about. So it was not this. It is not us. It's not me. It's not you. It is about who is on the inside. Who is on the inside? What are you made up of? What is on the inside of you will matter. What have you got? David said, I got nothing but J-E-S-U-S, because David picked five stones. He picked five stones. J-E-S-U-S. As he was walking towards Goliath, the Bible says David picked five stones. J-E-S-U-S. The number five means grace. Grace, unmerited favor, unmerited favor. Oh yes, it was the grace of God, unmerited favor that gave him the victory. Otherwise, you cannot face Goliath by yourself. You can't do it. He's so big and mighty, he can smash you to pieces. But thank God, David had a God that is greater than Goliath, a God that is bigger than the problem, a God. Look, you better know who God is. Hey, you better understand the length and the breadth and the width of God. You better know the power of God. Apostle Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. You need to know him and the power of his resurrection. What is on the inside? What is on the inside is this. What is on the inside is God itself. What is on the inside is the Holy Spirit. What have you got? What have you got? David was not there by his power. David was not there by his mind. David was there by the Spirit. It's not by power, not by mind, but by the Spirit. The greater one is God Almighty. The greater one is God Almighty himself. Greater is he that is in us than the devil that is in the world. I remember one time the legendary boxer Muhammad Ali, I think he won a fight, and everybody was hailing him, and then he announced to the world, he said he was more popular than Jesus Christ. Because everybody was hailing him, he said he was more popular than Jesus Christ. By the next fight, we cannot talk. His jaw was broken, and that was how he ended his career. You cannot compare yourself with Jesus Christ. Don't do it at all. I think some of them are still making the mistake. Is he wider or... they are still making the mistake. They compare themselves with Jesus Christ. They are more popular than Jesus Christ. How dare you compare yourself with the Almighty God? Jesus Christ is God, his Son. You don't compare yourself with God, his Son. If you are popular, you are popular. That's okay. But please leave the name of Jesus Christ out of it. Don't compare yourself with Jesus Christ. they are more popular than Jesus Christ. He said that to the whole world. And then the next fight, his jaw was broken. And that was how his career ended, you know. And many of them are still making that mistake. You don't compare yourself with God. Don't ever do it at all. You know. So when we're talking about greatness, God is greater. Greater than the devil, greater than demons, greater the greater one, the bigger one, the greatest one. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You can't be greater than him. He's greater than every other thing. Here on the Red Sea, in front of the Israelites, it was a big problem. They have just, God had just conquered Pharaoh and his army and brought them out of Egypt. Now in front of them was a big problem, the Red Sea. How do you cross the Red Sea? They don't have ships, they don't have boats, they don't have canoes. How do you cross the Red Sea with all these problems, all these people? Meanwhile, Pharaoh was pursuing them from behind. Meanwhile, the mountains were on the left hand side, the mountains were on the right hand side, they were trapped in the wilderness. That is a big problem right there. Very big problem. But guess what? When Moses called upon God and God answered, say, strike the rod. The word of God, Jesus is the word of God. Strike that rod. That rod is the Lord. Strike it now. And God went forth and opened the Red Sea and the pass on dry now. Hallelujah. See, a big God. We're talking about a big God. So see how big the problem can be. Here was the walls of Jericho, walls of Jericho. It's so wide and so big and so tall and so huge. Joshua and his men, they could not climb the walls. They could not conquer the walls of Jericho. Neither could they go through the walls of Jericho. But God intervened. And those walls came crumbling down. And they enter of Jericho, you know, and so many and so many and so many like that. Nothing is so difficult for him. Sarah said, is it possible for us to still have a child? He was asking the angel. Say, is it possible for me and Abraham to still have a child? The angel said, yes. You are going to have a son. Name shall be called Isaac. Doesn't matter how old you people are. You're going to have a son, Isaac. So with God, all things are possible. As serious as that problem, barrenness. The Lord God Almighty took over that problem and solved it. You know, as serious as blindness, leprosy, deaf and dumb, cripple, the Lord Jesus Christ take over those problems and handle them no matter what they are, because he was bigger than those problems. He's greater than those problems. He's able to handle every situation. With him, all things are possible. Not with man, but with him, all things are possible. And so, God intervened and brought solution. We are going to pray right now. We are going to pray right now. God intervened in our lives. God intervened in our family. God intervened in our home, in our businesses. God intervened. You are more than enough. You are greater than all our problems, oh God. You are bigger than all our problems, oh God. You can handle every difficulty. There is nothing difficult with you. Yes, we are going to pray right now. Nothing is too difficult for him. Nothing is too difficult for him. Oh, pray the mighty God. Pray the counsel of mighty name.
Nothing is too difficult for him.
Nothing is too difficult for him. Nothing is too difficult for him. Oh, pray the mighty God. Pray the counsel of Yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord, because you are the greater one, the greatest of all. Nobody can be greater than you. No one can be greater than you. You are the greatest of all. We thank you, Lord, because you are bigger than all our problems. Yes. You are the big God that we have around us. And we know you are able to do all things. Yes, we give you, Lord. We welcome you to do all things for us, Lord. With you, all things are possible. We look unto you as our helper. Yes, Lord. The battle is not our battle. It is your own battle. Take absolute control. Undertake for us, Lord. It's a fail, God. Do something new. And our joy will be full. In the name of Jesus, Lord, come into our homes and families, our marriages, our businesses, our jobs, our health, our finances. God, come in right now and intervene and bring lasting solutions to all the problems that we have. Because you are bigger than this problem. You are greater than this problem. We thank you. We give you praise, glory, honor, and adoration. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Amen and amen and amen. Yes. We are blessed today. We have a mother in Christ, Honorable Lady Evangelist Alaika Lawal. She's going to share with us what God has placed in her heart. So we welcome her to share with us right now.
Okay, we return to you. Thank you, sir. Father, I glorify and exalt your name. I lift you high for leading and teaching me what to see. To the glory today in Jesus' name, amen, and forever. Today's topic is Jacob's last words to his son. Last word to his son. Some people call it will. That says when the father wants to die, we tell all his son about everything he has and just giving them the last instruction before death. Jacob's last words to his son.
Yes.
Genesis chapter 49. Then Jacob called together all his sons and said, gather around me and I will tell you what will happen to each of you in the days to come. Come and listen, you sons of Jacob. Listen to Israel, your father. The firstborn is Reuben. You are my firstborn, my strength, the child of my vigorous youth. You are the first in line and first in power. All firstborn, they are first in rank, and they are first in power. But you are as unruly as a flood, and you will be first no longer, for you went to bed with my wife and defiled my marriage couch. Reuben went to sleep with the wife of his father, and he received a curse from the father. And we are told that the mouth we parents used to bless our children, we should not use the same mouth to curse them.
Yes.
And then Jacob cursed his firstborn because he slept with his wife. That's why some churches, they do firstborn prayer maybe 3 times in a year to break all curses on firstborns. Because what happens to firstborns, they are not what is good at all. Prayer for firstborns. Then the next children, Simeon and Levi, are two of a kind. Their weapon are instruments of violence. Simeon and Levi, son of Jacob too, they are very violent. He said, may I never join in their meeting. May I never be a party to their plans. For in their anger, the murder men. and they triple auctions just for sport. This is a father that doesn't want to have anything to do with his two sons, because his two sons, they are violent. They are always angry. They murder people. They still their father. But he doesn't want to have anything to do with them. Some fathers and sons now, they don't even speak to each other. They don't call each other. And they shouldn't even be. He said they curse on their hunger, for it is fierce. They curse on their wrath, for it is cruel. I will scatter them among the descendants of Jacob. That's what the father is saying. He will scatter his sons among his children. I will despise them throughout history. That's his two sons, Simeon and Levi. The fourth son, Judah. Judah, your brother will praise you. You will grasp your enemies by the neck. All your relatives will bow before you. Judah, my son, is a young lion that has finished eating his prey. Like a lion, he crashes and lies down. Like a lioness who dares to harass him. We too, we are lions and lioness. Who dare come near us? The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from his descendants.
Yes.
See now, three children, he has called three children, he doesn't want to have anything to do with them. But Judah is very lucky. He pronounced blessing on Judah, that Judah is going to be a ruler until the coming of the one to whom it belongs, the one whom all nations will honor. That is, all nations will honor Judah. A child is fall to a grapevine, the cut of his donkey to a choice vine. He washes his clothes in wine, his robe in the blood of grapes. His eyes are darker than wine, and his teeth are whiter than milk. See all the blessings of honor he pronounced on Judah. Judah is very lucky to receive his father's blessing. The next son is Zebulun. Zebulun will settle by the seashore and will be a harbor for ships. His border will extend to Sidon. That's the blessing it will pronounce on Zebulun. That his border will be extended. The next son is Issachar.
Yes.
Issachar is a sturdy donkey resting between two saddle packs. When he sees how good the countryside is and how pleasant the land, he will bend his shoulder to the load and submit himself to hard labor. That's the blessing he pronounced on Zebulun. The next one, Dan. Dan will govern any other tribe in Israel. Dan will be a snake beside the road, a poisonous viper along the path that binds the horse hooves, so his rider is thrown off. I trust in you for salvation of the Lord. So he said, Dan will be a governor, and Dan will be born again. We trust that Dan will be saved. The next one is Gad. That will be attacked by Maradim bands. But if we attack them when they retreat. So he said God will be able to stand against his enemy. That's the blessing is to God for that. Actually, the next son will dine on rich foods and produce food, speech for kings. So he said, Asha will be eating rich food and be producing good food for kings. That's the blessing for Asha. The next child is Naphtali. Naphtali is a doe set free that bears beautiful forms. So that's Naphtali's blessing, beauty. Joseph is the foal of a wild donkey. The foal of a wild donkey at a spring. One of the wild donkeys on the ridge. Asher attacked him savagely. They shot at him and harassed him. But his body will remain taut and his arms were strengthened by the hand of the mighty one of Jacob. By the shepherd, the rock of Israel. So he's praying for Jacob now that the hand of the mighty God will be upon him, that the shepherd, the rock of Israel, will be with him. May the God of your father help you. That's Joseph's prayer and blessing. May the Almighty bless you with the blessings of the heaven above and the blessings of the watery depths below and blessings of the breast and womb.
Yes.
May my fatherly blessing be on you, surpass the blessing of my ancestors, reaching to the height of the eternal hills. May these blessings rest on the head of Joseph, who is a prince among brothers. Can you see so many blessings pronounced on Joseph? A lot of blessings is pronounced on the head of Joseph. Benjamin, the last son, is a ravenous wolf devouring his enemy in the morning and dividing his plunder in the evening. So he said Benjamin will prevail over his enemy without even any blessing. But the blessing he pronounced on Joseph was so much. So whatever one sows is one that one will reap. Like the Hartley parents too. They have different types of children with different characters and behavior. All this in future, we tell against them or we be for them. It will be a blessing for them, a cause for them, or for them not to receive any blessing from the parents. May that not be our portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father's blessing, we are told that the blessing of a father, it's just like placing a crown of a king on the head of a child, on the head of his children. We must make sure we receive the blessing of our father, the blessing of our parents instead of curses. And this is teaching us here that we parents, these are still our children. The mouth in which we use in blessing them, we should not use it to curse them. No matter what they do, they are still our children. We should do like the prodigal father's son. Despite what that son did, the man still welcomed the child and celebrated his son. That is how we fathers should do to our sons, no matter what character or no matter what character they display. And God help us in Jesus' name to be able to forgive. That parents should be able to forgive their children instead of cursing them. Noah too cursed his own children. That some of them, because they saw his nakedness, he said one will be a slave to the other. So curses shouldn't be coming out of the father's mouth on their children. And God will help all fathers and mothers too, in Jesus' name. If you look at the whole of the book of Proverbs, we will see what all these children are doing. The behavior of both adult children and young ones. So we all need even to read the whole of the book of Proverbs from chapter 1 to chapter 31 so that we may know that we have to be praying on a daily basis for all these children because of their rebellious behavior, both adult ones and even the young ones. If you don't understand what their behavior is, let's go to the whole of the book of Proverbs and take time to study the book of Proverbs so that we may know how to pray concerning the behavior of our children. And may God help us to be praying parents, not a cursing parent. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yes, we thank God for that. We're going to pray. If you don't mind, you want to take up some prayer points concerning the message we just received?
Yeah, we are going to pray. We are going to thank God. Jacob's last word to his sons, we parents too, it's always good when we know we are old, nearing death, we should call our children, tell them about everything we hold, everything we have, so that they might be able to divide it between themselves without fighting, that they should do it with love. We are going to pray. Lord God Almighty, at my old age, God, let the last word I'm going to share with my children be blessing, not curses. Do not let curses come out of my mouth to my children. Yes. Let us pray.
Yes, sir.
Father, in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of God. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of John, out of the same man should not come out curse and blessing. O Lord God, we parents, O Lord God, let blessing be coming upon from our mouth to our children in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. We are going to break the curses that have been pronounced against our life from our father's house, curses of father's house, curses of mother's house that ruins the life of children. Let's break all those curses and change all those curses to blessing. Let us pray.
Yes, sir.
Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, all father's house curses, all the curses from our ancestors, all the curses from mother's side, all the curses from father's house, all these causes, they are broken, reverse, cancel, and nullify, and they are changed to blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We are going to pray that God should remove violence, anger, and rebellion from the life of our children. Let us pray. Mighty God, in the name of John, Father, help us remove violence, anger, and rebellion from our children. O Lord God of heaven, do not let our children be rebellious, deliver them from hunger. O Lord God of heaven, deliver them from ruin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Amen. He prayed. He prayed that one of his sons should be a governor. We are going to pray. I want God Almighty for all my children to be great in life. Those presidents, they have parents. Governors, they have parents. It's the joy of their father and their mother. Oh Lord God, I pray for my children to be found in great position in life, presidential position, governor's position in life in Jesus' name. Let us pray. May I take God in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Bless all my children and generation after. Let them be in high position. Let them be great in life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Let them be found in high position, the greatest position in life in Jesus' name. Amen. We pray for Dan. We pray for Dan. He said, I trust to you for salvation, O Lord. We are going to pray generational salvation of all our children. We are going to trust God that all our children from generation to generation, they are born again, they believe in Christ and have Christ in their lives. Let us pray. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, our children from generation to generation will be born again. They will have Christ in their lives, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah, hallujah, yeah, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we have received that word of God and prayer. I tell you, our life will never be the same again. God has blessed us tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
We'll have some praise and worship, you know, before we round up. Remember, you are mighty God. You are the King of Kings, mighty God. Remember, you
are
mighty King. Everything we see is great. You are great, you are 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 great. Everything.
Everything
you think about
you,
you are great. Mighty God, you are the King of Kings, Lord of all. You are the Mighty God, every day we think about you. You are great. You are great, You are great. Everything we think about.
You are great.
You are great. You are great. You are great. You are great. You are great.
You are great.
You are great. You are great. You are great. Everything we think about you,
the
mighty God,
the God
of the King of Kings, God of love, God of majesty, mighty King. Everything we think about you,
the God of the
You are great. You are great. They don't see God that have mouth. God that they are amputated. They can't even help people. That's not our God. We have a living God who is supernatural and has power greater than every problem we can ever imagine. Yes, we thank God for who he is. I want you to begin to see God in this dimension. Don't see God as a little, you know, Jesus, not big man, Jesus, not big man. Who don't know one call out small boy? Jesus, not big man, Jesus, not big man. Who don't know one call out small boy? And the person who did not know Jesus, he called Jesus a small boy. Jesus is not a small boy. Jesus, not big man. Jesus, not big man. Who don't know one call out small boy? The person who called Jesus a small boy, he doesn't know him. If you know him, he's a big man. You know, bigger than all our questions, bigger than all your troubles, bigger than all your needs. God is bigger than every mountain. Our God is bigger than all our troubles. Oh, bigger than all our needs. God is bigger than every mountain. You cannot see. Bigger than all your questions. Bigger than all your needs. God is bigger than every mountain. You cannot see. Bigger than all your troubles. Bigger than all your needs. God is bigger than every mountain. You cannot see. Our God is bigger than all our troubles. Oh, bigger than all our needs. God is bigger than every mountain. We cannot see. Our God is bigger than all our problems. Oh, bigger than all our needs. God is bigger than every mountain. You cannot see. I tell you, nothing can be bigger than God. He's big, big God.
Nothing.
Bigger than all the problems we have. Every need and every is able to handle them. He's able to deal with it. He's equal to it. He's more than enough. He does not repair a case. You know, in the hospital, if Dr. A cannot handle it, Dr. A will refer to another specialist, another doctor who knows about that. He refer a case to another specialist to handle. Jesus is more than that. He cannot refer. He doesn't refer a case. He was equal to it. You know, opening up blind eyes, raising the dead, people walk. The lepers are healed and so on and so forth. Jesus was more than enough. He was more than enough for all those needs. Feeding the hungry and clothing the naked and ministering to the oppressed. Jesus was more than enough. He was too great, too big for those problems. Those problems are just too small. You know, he was talking about financial issues because as we were praying, I was seeing people with financial problems. In the realm of the spirit, I was seeing people in this program. All right now we are over 16,000 people in this service. There are over 16,000 people in this service already. But when we started, God was showing me that people are coming into this service tonight who have serious financial situations. very serious financial issues in their lives. And let me tell you, God is bigger than those issues, those problems, those bills, those debts you are owing, and all those problems. God is just bigger than all of them. He can handle those issues. I tell you, cast your cares upon Christ, for he cares for you. Cast your burdens and your problems upon Jesus, for he cares for you. Cast your burdens upon Jesus, for he cares for you. Cast your burdens
upon Jesus, for he cares for you.
Cast your body upon Jesus,
upon Jesus,
for he cares
for you.
Cast your body
upon Jesus,
for he cares
for you.
Aya, aya, aya. God is not here. We are not laboring in vain. We are not laboring in vain. In the name of Jesus, God is not we receive. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, we want to thank every one of you for joining this service. I wish you God speed, long life, and prosperity in the name of Jesus. God bless you all. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. Please forward these messages to everyone you know. Email it to them, tweet it, share it, let it go viral, and bless the whole world in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for everything you see. The Lord reward you all abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's say the grace in fellowship. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of God, and the peace of the Holy Spirit
be with us
now and
forever.
Amen.
Surely,
Shalom,
peace to you all. Shalom.
Amen.